Exercise 3, page 106. Speaker 1.
I started playing rugby in my first year of secondary school, and I've never looked back. Even after I broke my leg when I was 16, I never considered giving up, even though my parents were so concerned about my injury that they encouraged me to. Now I'm 28, and I've been playing for 16 years. Looking back, I can't imagine my life without it. In fact, I think it's made me into the person I am today. Before I started, I was a shy, insecure teen, but now I'm an outgoing, confident adult. I think that's all down to rugby. If I ever have children, I'm going to encourage them to play contact sports too. The life lessons you learn are well worth the few bumps and bruises you might get along the way.
Speaker 2.
As a doctor, I'm well aware of the risk of injury involved in contact sports. A lot of people are surprised, therefore, to find out that I'm a huge boxing fan. I boxed a little when I was in secondary school, but after I started medical college, I didn't really have the time. But I never stopped being a spectator. People said I had a split personality. How could I heal injuries in my job, but then watch a sport that inflicts them in my spare time? For me, though, there's nothing more exhilarating than witnessing two athletes give it all inside the ring. Generally, I think sports need that physical battle. Watching tennis or athletics, for example, just makes me fall asleep.
Speaker 3.
As a parent of two teenage boys, I've thought long and hard about the pros and cons of contact sports. And I've often brought up the issue with other parents of students at the local secondary school. Generally, my main worry is not the fact that contact sports can cause serious injuries. It's the psychological consequences of playing contact sports that bothers me. My boys play ice hockey, and as far as I can see, in the game it's necessary to be aggressive to succeed. But what happens when the game finishes? Do teenagers have the maturity to turn off those feelings when they return to ordinary daily life?
Speaker 4.
As a coach of a secondary school rugby team, I know a thing or two about contact sports, and it seems to me that the people who are most against them have never played them and know little or nothing about them. As I always tell concerned parents, many of whom have tried to get rugby banned at the school, at this level of the game, there's as much risk of getting a serious injury playing rugby as there is playing a non-contact sport like football. In rugby, for example, if a player is taught how to tackle the right way, there is very little chance he will get injured. But so-called experts will always overstate the risks. I can't tell you how angry that makes me feel.